sauces and dipping. You've seen me at work.
Then you should try on Thursday to come up and hang out because we're going to do some of this. So thanks to Nan and the folks at Wendy's for doing
that. Are you guys dressing up?
Hey, Matt, hang on. Well, no, you know what? We'll go ahead and take a time out. As we do that, though, you know what? We'll do birthday trivia in the last segment, Matt. But I do want to do Phil's call here. Phil, set this up for us again for those who missed it earlier. It's kind of a long call. This is, what, 8 years ago now?
This is 2005. The Travelers, that's the best team the Travelers have put together. That's a team that had Kendrys Morales, Mike Napoli, Jared Weaver, Howie Kendrick, Eric Ibar.
Wow.
Played against the Midland Rockhounds, the Athletics affiliate in the Texas League Championship Series. And Midland you know, had the Travs down to their last strike at Ray Winder Field in Game 4 with Jason Espido batting in a one-run game. I think the final score was 5-4. The count is 3-2, or so we all thought. Mike Napoli would have been two batters away from Espido if I can remember back to what the lineup would have looked like. So, I mean, Mike Napoli has seen a lot of crazy endings. Even back to his days with the Texas Rangers, he was the catcher when David Freese had his dramatic game-tying hit in the ninth on the game-winning home run. And he has said that those are, you know, things that he regrets, and he's seen what's happened in this series too. But I still think that the 2005 Texas League Championship, when you hear the call, it's – you just couldn't imagine that necessarily a game would ever finish like that, much less a championship series.
It is one of the weirdest things. We're going to play it as we go into our final break. When we come back, the strangest things you can dream up about how this game could end tonight, Game 5, because we've had two strange finishes, a guy picked off to end a game and a runner interference to end a game over the weekend. So it was really wild. Game 5 is tonight. You can hear it here on The Buzz. So we are taking that instead of the Seattle-St. Louis football game. I hope that's okay with everybody.
This call also changed my perspective on how to handle bad calls and bad officiating. I mean, I kind of...
Well, this is a once-in-a-lifetime deal, though.
It really
so,
is.
I mean, it's okay to lose your mind. And Phil Elson shows you.
Santos moving his arms back and forth. The stretch. The 3-2 pitch. Ball four inside. Espido still standing there at the plate. That was ball four. Plate umpire Fritzoni has not told him to go to first base yet. And there is a huge controversy now. He missed it. That was ball four. It was a 3-2 count. Steven Fritzoni just completely blew the call. He does not know what the count is. Espido steps back into the plate, and we're going to get another pitch. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Strike three. You got to be kidding me. Midland wins the championship after they walk Jason Espido. You have got to be kidding me. Plate umpire Steven Fritzoni just completely blew the last play of the Texas League Championship Series. Have a nice career, Fritzoni. That is ridiculous. Congratulations to the Midland Rockhounds, but this game should not be over. Absolutely ridiculous. 6-5 is the final score. Controversy rules this one, but this is going to stand. Midland is the winner. I'm not saying they don't deserve it, but Steven Fritzoni just completely forgot what the count was. That is absolutely unforgivable. How do you forget what the count is? You've got a ticker in your hand. I keep the count on my scorebook. It was 3-2, and that is a garbage call by Steven Fritzoni. Any other game but this doesn't matter. It is game 4 of the Texas League Championship Series, and Steven Fritzoni doesn't know that 4 equals a walk.
High school football is in full force, and 103.7 The Buzz is bringing you the High School Game of the Week, driven by Fletcher Kia. This Friday, 103.7 The Buzz will be at Malvern High School as the Nashville Scrappers take on the Malvern Leopards. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Baptist Health Sports Medicine and McDonald's. Nashville versus Malvern, this Friday at 7. Don't miss a single play of the hard-hitting action. It's the High